All right, here we are. We're doing another transcribing lesson. We just randomly pulled up a song, and it's I Feel It Coming by The Weeknd, comma Daft Punk. And we don't know what key it's in or anything. And we're simply gonna go on the lowest string. And maybe to speed up the process, call out some notes that you think are in it.
E-flat?
E-flat, yeah.
C?
C is definitely in it.
G?
Yeah. Goes a little fast. Okay. So there's multiple sections too. I'm making it a little harder on you. We should just pick one section. Let's wait for the chorus to come back in. Or is this the chorus?
This might be the chorus. The other chorus.
Okay. Alright, we'll do the verse first. So, basically, just take one. My suggestion, listen to the bass and just take one chord at a time. So, here. I'm getting back to the verse, so here we go. Right. Alright, wait. So we're just gonna listen to the first chord of the verse. Here it comes. Okay. That's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, C?
That's D.
That's D?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright. And then that. What's that?
C. That's C.
Okay, C. Yep. Just trying to get you high. And then boom. Right? Right? What
yep.
What note is that?
A flat.
Yep. And then boom. You got that one already. Okay. And here comes back to our list. If it's the same sequence, the whole thing should repeat. Boom. So what was that?
G.
Yes, that's right. All right, so you got G to C to A flat to E flat. All right, this is perfect. Now, we don't know what key that's in, but there's only a few possibilities. If you look at your harmonized scale sheet, you know, only a few keys even have G, C, A flat, and E flat. Can you find at least one of them? And I'm doing it a little differently from the way we did it last time. The way we did it last time was you played the root note and then you decided whether it was going to be major or minor. Since this song is relatively diatonic, meaning of the key, which most pop music is. Because if something's out of the scale, it'll catch it to your ear. It sounds a little unusual, you know. So we don't know whether it's A flat or E flat, but it's got to be one of those two if it's diatonic, if there's no chords outside the key. And so we'll leave that B for a minute, and you'll notice that both keys have the same qualities of chords. Mm-hmm. Both of them have a G minor. A flat doesn't. It has a G diminished.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So play a G minor bar chord. Yeah. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
So we immediately rule out the A flat key because it would be diminished otherwise, or in that case, half diminished. Yeah, and that note doesn't sound right with the song, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, good job. So we're doing it a little bass backwards. Last time we wrote down all the chords. This time we're going right in on the key. So it's a different way of thinking. Neither one is right nor wrong,
mm-hmm.
but it can help you. So now, if my theory is correct, that then this should be G minor. This should be what kind of C? C minor.
Yep.
And what kind of A? A flat major and E flat major. Right? So now play those four chords and see if it sounds like the song. Alright, I'm gonna pause it somewhere. Alright, so try and play along in the verse. There it is. Awesome. Awesome. Now, okay, now going in, before we go any further, assuming that the key's not going to change for between verse and chorus, which occasionally it does, but in pop music most of the time it doesn't. Yeah. Now it's going to make your ability to transcribe the tune a lot easier. So now let's listen to the next section. Okay. So we got boom. All right. So C, and this is going to be C minor or major?
Minor.
Yeah, pretty much. Otherwise it would sound weird. Or sound, at least sound unusual. We've got C minor. And then boom was our next note. So is that, that's going to be G minor, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then boom.
I don't know.
Alright, here it comes again. So, this note right here. Wait, wait, that's still the chorus. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This all blurs together. That. Okay, so, question about the bass part. Did it go up or down from the previous chord? Listen to it again. Alright, it's right there. Alright, here we go. So there's a C. And listen. It sure did. Did you find it?
I don't know.
Alright, try to play along with it.
You can't really hear
it. It is a bit of trial and error. So there, you know, if I seem like it's a little random, it is like that. Transcribing is a little random like that. There's always 12 possibilities. Alright, here it comes. So here comes your C minor. Sound like F, didn't it?
Yeah.
Awesome. And what kind of F do you think it's going to be?
Minor.
You got it. And then the very last chord, does it go up or down? Here's a G, here's the F. And then listen, does it go up or down?
Goes up?
It does go up. See if you can find that note.
Yeah.
E flat. Yep, minor or major? It's gotta be major.
Major, yeah.
All right, we're almost done. Let's see if we can get the chorus. You got them already, didn't you? G and C, G
yeah.
minor and C minor, yep. And then keep going from there.
I think it's a repeat of the verse.
It's a repeat of the verse, yeah. So you really only have two different sections.
Yeah.
We didn't do the rhythm. But that's something you would listen to and write down. So next time I see you, write down how many beats on each chord. It's usually, this is pop music. It's probably one, it's probably in 4-4 and it's probably one bar per chord.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just transcribe a very pop, hugely popular, you know, pop song in 9 minutes.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that. And it's because you know your harmonized scales, the power of the harmonized scales. And even if you're working on your ear training too, but even if your ear training is not that great, it just means you have to do a little more error and a little less trial. You know, big deal, right? And one other advantage of knowing the key now, you can jam out on this whole song knowing that the key is E flat. You can play E flat major pentatonic. If you haven't learned that yet, you can do C minor pentatonic, 3 frets down from there. And you can just jam out all day. Right? imagine how much fun it can be to go. This is what's coming in your future. Go sit in with some band and sound great on some very perfect. So that's awesome. So you got a couple minutes to get out. Oh, you're ready.